بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. Continuing with the incident of the three that spoke in the cradle, we were discussing that of Juraij, who was the great worshipper from amongst the Bani Israel. 3 days consecutively his mother called for him whilst he was in Salah. He opted to remain in his Salah and not respond immediately to the call of his mother. Finally, she made baddua against him that Allahumma la tumitu hatta yandur ila wujuhil mumisat, that O Allah, let not the death of Juraij occur until he looks into the faces of immoral women. The Bani Israel one day were discussing amongst themselves Juraij and his great worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst they were praising him and they were discussing his worship, amongst them there was a woman. She was an immoral woman. يُتَمَثَّلُ بِحُسْنِهَا. However, she was of great beauty. In fact, parables and examples used to be given of her beauty. So she said to them that if you people wish, then I will deviate, or I will test Juraij, and I will tempt him to commit wrong. So she presented herself to Juraij and tried to tempt him towards wrong or towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such was the level of his piety and his devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Juraij did not pay any attention to her. So she approached a shepherd who used to frequent the worship place of Juraij, and she allowed the shepherd to have relations with her. As a result of this relation, she fell pregnant. When she gave birth to the child, she said that this child is the child of Juraij. So the people came, they forced him down from his worship place, and they destroyed his worship place, and they began beating him. So Juraij said to them, "What is wrong with you people? Why are you doing this?" They said that you committed zina, you committed adultery, fornication with so and so immoral woman, and she gave birth to a child from you. So Juraij responded and said, "Where is the child?" They brought the child before him. He said to them, "That give me an opportunity to make salah." So they gave him an opportunity. He performed 2 rakat salah. After performing the salah, he turned towards them and he said, "Bring the child." And he pressed his finger into the stomach of the child. And he said that, "O child, ya ghulam, man abuka, who is your father?" Newborn infant obviously does not possess the power to speak, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to the help of Juraij in order to exonerate him. And Allah Ta'ala gave this child the ability to speak. And the child said, "Fulanur Ra'i," in other words, so and so, the shepherd. And the people realized that they had wrongly accused Juraij. They turned towards him overwhelmingly. They began kissing him, passing their hands over his body to get barakah and blessings. And they said, "We will rebuild your worship place for you out of gold." He said, "No. Build it again out of sand as it once was." In other words, as simple as it was, build it up again. So they did this. So this was the second in this hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned 3 children that spoke in the cradle. One was Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. The second was the child of the shepherd who spoke to exonerate the name of Juraij. From this incident, as we mentioned previously, we learn the importance of birrul walidain, that is, fulfilling the rights of one's parents, to be obedient to them, to try to gain their du'as and not gain their curses. Also, amongst the other lessons which we can learn from this incident is that in the times of difficulty, when we are being tested, to remain calm and to put our trust and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Juraij did. People were beating him, accusing him of zina, adultery, all sorts of things. Yet he remained completely calm and he said, "Give me the opportunity, to make 2 rakat salah. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba described Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that إِذَا حَزِبَهُ أَمْرٌ فَزِعَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Any difficulty, any hardship would come upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately he would resort to salah. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran also, إِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, that seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through patience and through salah. So in the time of difficulty, any problem, any difficulty, we must make this our habit. And we must build this within ourselves. Immediately resort to salah. Make 2 rakat salah. Ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Juraij did, Allah ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who fears Allah ta'ala, who adopts taqwa, Allah will open a way for him from every difficulty, from every problem, from every test, from every trial, from every tribulation. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. When a person has taqwa and the fear of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, Allah Ta'ala says, فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for such a person. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّخَى يُعَرِّفْكَ فِي الشِّدْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. However, we learn one important thing here, that the moment Juraij made dua, straight away Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to his help or came to his assistance. The reason for this is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in times of ease and comfort, make yourself known to Allah Ta'ala. Be regular in turning to Allah Ta'ala. Then when the difficulties arise, then very quickly Allah Ta'ala will recognize you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will come towards you. In other words, Juraij was in times of ease always in Allah's ibadat. So now when the difficulty came and he raised his hand in dua, immediately Allah came to his assistance. In the same way, this ulama explained that when there is ease, unfortunately our situation is such, we'll be doing all sorts of wrongs. Won't be making zikr, won't be making tirawat of Quran, no nawafil, etc. And then when the problem comes, then we want to make dua and straight away when Allah Ta'ala has to come. In the time of ease, we should be regular in ibadat. In the time of ease, we should, the malaik, in fact, the mafhum one hadith, when a person is at the time of ease, doesn't turn to Allah, in difficulty he turns to Allah, the malaika say, this is a strange voice. We don't know who this person is. So make yourself habitual of Allah's ibadat in all conditions. Then when difficulty and hardship comes, then very quickly the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Continuing with the riwayat, one more point we should bear in mind. Juraij was wronged. He was wronged by the people. They had accused him falsely. When his innocence became established, he did not turn against them and start accusing them or start attacking them, that what is wrong with you people? How could you all have falsely accused me? See, Allah Ta'ala's help came to me. Nothing. He in no way fought back against them. He made sabr and he was patient. He did not taunt them for the wrong that they did against him. And we find that this is the shan and the quality of the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah exonerates them, Allah elevates them, they don't go and now start turning against the people and keep on reminding them, listen, you people accused me, Allah's help came to me. We remain totally calm. And then when they offered to rebuild his worship place out of gold, they felt sorry. They felt guilty. And they wanted to expiate their guilt. They said, we'll build it for you out of gold. He said, no, he didn't take advantage of the situation. But he understood that the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in simplicity, is in sadgi. This is why Juraij said, rebuild my home as it was. It was made out of sand, out of dust. Rebuild it out of dust. Do not rebuild it out of gold. Nevertheless, continuing, وَبَيْنَمَا صَبِيٌ يُوْضَعُ مِنْ أُمِّهِ. The third child that is referred to in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the narrator says, وَبَيْنَا صَبِيٌ يَرْضَعُ مِنْ أُمِّهِ فَمَرَّ رَجُلٌ رَاكِبٌ عَلَىٰ دَابَّةٍ فَارِهَةٍ وَشَارَةٍ حَسَنًا فَقَالَتْ أُمُّهُ اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْ إِبْنِي مِثْلَ هَذَا فَتَرَكَ الثَّدْيَ وَأَقْبَلَ إِلَيْهِ فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ فَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ لَا تَجْعَلْنِي مِثْلَهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, one day a child was breastfeeding from its mother. A horseman passed And the description Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi gives of this person is of great prominence, of great status. This horseman was riding a majestic horse, and he was dressed with beautiful clothing. So, we find the same subject matter found in various ahadiths before this. Just to recap, to refresh our memories, this chapter deals with the position and status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the disadvantaged. And a very important lesson, as we mentioned previously, is that don't be deceived by what is apparent. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ Allah doesn't look at your appearance. Allah doesn't look at your wealth or your flaunting what Allah has given you. But وَلَكِي يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَمَالِكُمْ Allah looks at your heart and Allah looks at your amal. You want to have status in the sight of Allah, it is dependent on your inside being clean. Now there was a person riding a majestic horse, beautiful clothing, affluence and wealth of a level we can see from this description given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mother is breastfeeding a child, she sees this in front of her, and as is the nature of every mother, she desires what she feels is good for her child. So what does she do? Allahumma ja'al ibni mithla hadha. O Allah, make my son like this person. O Allah, make my child like this person. This child leaves the breast of the mother, looks up towards this person, and then looks to the heavens, and the child responds in another dua. What dua does the child make? Allahumma la taj'alni mithla. O Allah, don't make me like this person. Mother made dua, Ya Allah, make my child like this person. The child responds, Allah gives the child the ability to speak. Because an important lesson has to be taught, one to the Bani Israel and the other to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The child says, Allahumma la taj'alni mithla, O Allah, don't make me like this person. Inshallah, we'll continue.